Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going
home. Okay, very good evening to all listeners. We thank God. It's always a pleasure to come your way. Saturday evenings is always a good time for me because of this program. And we thank God for how far He's brought us the last Saturday of November. This is Eben. I'm going to be with you from now till 9 p.m. And it's going to be a packed edition. The news, things happening in the world, in the country. We talk a little about it, and then we get into the Word of God and encourage ourselves in the times we find. It's not just a simple time. These are very extraordinary times the world has never witnessed before. And as believers, how do we approach these times and the times ahead? We need a certain mindset, and I'll be talking about it this evening. So let's get rolling with some of the news. Things happening in the world. I believe this week has been quite busy. The earth have been shaking, about 3 major earthquakes, at least that I can talk of in the news, aside the numerous ones which are not really talked about by usgs.gov. If you go there, usgs.gov, and you see today alone, I think when I last checked, about 39 or so quakes, above 2.5 magnitude today alone. So this week there was death toll from Indonesia. Earthquake rises to 271 as search efforts intensifies. Then there's also the magnitude 5.9 earthquake hits northwest Turkey, 68 injured. Then the strong earthquake hits Japan, at least 97 injured and 4 deaths reported. As believers, when you hear these things, Jesus said there will be earthquakes. There will be earthquakes. If you read Matthew chapter 24, I mean, going on 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all these verses, it talks of the signs of His coming. And prior to His coming, and the things, talks of wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilences. The next news says the WHO and the CDC of the USA are now warning us that measles is an imminent global threat. So now they say there's now an imminent threat of measles spreading in various regions globally, as the COVID pandemic has led to a steady decline in vaccination coverage and weakened surveillance of the disease. The WHO and the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention said Wednesday. Measles is one of the most contagious human viruses and is almost entirely preventable through vaccination. However, it requires 95% vaccination coverage to prevent outbreaks among populations. The UN Health Agency has already seen an increase in large disruptive outbreaks since the start of the year, rising from 19 to almost 30 by September, he said, adding that he was particularly worried about parts of sub-Saharan Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa. Last week, the Public Health Department in Columbus, Ohio, reported a measles outbreak with 24 active cases, according to NBC News affiliate WCMH. All of those cases are in unvaccinated children. A measles case often starts with a fever, but the illness is typically characterized by a rash that typically begins to spread from the face and neck after a few days. And then, yeah, this news is very worrying. The next one, what I'm coming to read. Researchers trying to find out why there is an explosion of girls questioning their gender identity. Thank God this is not in Ghana. But I'll comment. Let me finish, then I'll talk about it. Earlier this year, a team of NHS researchers, that's National Health Service in the UK or in England, they was asked to investigate why there has been such a huge rise in the number of adolescent biological girls seeking referrals to gender clinics. The figures alone do seem remarkable. According to a study commissioned by the NHS England, 10 years ago, there were just under 250 referrals, most of them boys, to the Gender Identity Development Service, run by the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust in London. Last year, there were more than 5,000, which was twice the number in the previous year. And the largest group, about two-thirds, now consisted of birth-registered females first registering in adolescence with gender-related distress, the report said. The review team is looking into causes behind the considerable increase in the number of referrals and the changing case mix, but is not expected to publish any findings until next year. We have the least information for the largest group of patients, birth-registered females first presenting in early teen years. According to a CAST report, meanwhile, clinicians and parents are trying to make sense of it themselves. Over recent months, The Guardian has interviewed 11 parents of gender-questioning adolescent biological girls, some of whom have transitioned to become trans boys, and 6 pediatricians and child psychiatrists to discuss their views and experiences. For many of them, it has been a difficult and emotionally draining time. Their testimony reflects the lack of consensus within the medical profession about how best to proceed if a child experiences gender dysphoria, and in turn, how this confusion contributes to the central dilemma faced by concerned parents, and then how should they support their child during what may be the most challenging period of their lives. Do they accept them changing their name, gender, and pronouns at home and at school and investigating medical options? Or should they try to help their child to accept their natal sex, that's the natural-born sex position, gender, the word? And then while some parents said they had embraced their child's decision and welcomed the societal changes that had made this step possible, others felt confused about their child's desire to change their body. Several parents said they have been relaxed when their daughters initially began identifying as non-binary, but became uneasy when they said they wanted to take puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones and began binding their breasts. Some spoke of the anxiety and uncertainty about how to respond, particularly when their child was unhappy. You know, I read another report that also highlighted the danger that comes with this dysphoria, because it also comes along with suicidal thoughts, high levels of suicidal thoughts. And that means it puts the parents in a fix. If they push a little, then they can also commit suicide. And no, this is very, very worrying, because you see, when the devil sets the trap, then he now tries to block all the exit channels, how you can leave the thing. The society doesn't want you to leave, and they encourage you that, yes, it's normal, you are not alone. And now, in some places, they even help you to hide it from your parents. So the system itself is helping you along this confusing channel, where parents sometimes have no say and all that. But it's unfortunate, because that's how their system is over there. We are very blessed not to be having these cases in Ghana. But let me use this caution. for those who have listened to this program for some time, Issues of Life, I've spoken it, we've done the digital parenting and all that. You see, all these children who are experiencing this now, they didn't just wake up one morning or one evening and suddenly felt like. It's a process of indoctrination and programming, brainwashing, through the educational system, through the entertainment system, through the peer pressure from friends, and through the things they watch and read and all that. You see, so after they've been exposed to a number of things and information that is not helpful, then they become confused. Then they start hearing voices. Of course, as Christians, we know if we are hearing voices, then we know what it is. I mean, clearly demonic, no doubt about it. It's a Christian program, so we say it as it is. So that is where the problem starts from. See, so in as much as it's not a common feature that we are experiencing here in Ghana, it could arise if we don't control what our children consume at home, or we don't really help them to make the right choices regarding their usage of mobile phones and what they are watching, the TikTok and all those things, the various people they are following in these channels and platforms, because they are also celebrities, so-called celebrities in these places, indoctrinating the children, helping them to come out, encouraging them to go along that way. You see, so there are real red flags in some of these platforms. So if parents just allow their children to just roam freely online using TikTok without restriction, not knowing who or what they are following and which channels they are on, just allowing them to just be on the internet without any restraints and no monitoring, then they can fall into some of these dangers. And if you hear your child in Ghana now coming to question their gender, you shouldn't be surprised, because the same things that influence those in the West and has destroyed their systems, we are exposed to these same technological advancements. So the internet, the same internet that they have in the UK and the US, we also have the same internet here. The same TikTok that we are watching and all, that's the same thing they are also having. So if, God forbid, your child gets exposed to any of those platforms or those influencers, as they call them these days, who influence the young girls and the young men, guys, in a negative way to start questioning their gender, then it can happen here in Ghana as well. So parents should be warned to beware of the dangers out there regarding how there's a real agenda of indoctrination, how to really indoctrinate the children to start questioning their gender. You see, one of the biggest insults to God is for humanity to question how God created them. It's even a different case if there's like a disability or something. That's a different case altogether. But when one decides to question the gender, that God made a mistake in making me a man or a boy instead of a girl, or vice versa, that is the highest insult you can give to God. And that's exactly what the devil wants to do. I'm pushing this T in the LGBT. That's, now the T is quite on the increase. They are pushing the T seriously. The T in the LGBT, I mean the transgender thing, they are pushing it. Because that is the highest of all, they are all not correct. L is not correct, G is not correct, B is not correct. But the T is what is the most insulting of all. Because now people are saying that God made a mistake. All of them are questioning God in various ways. But the fact that you are mutilating your body, changing your gender, so little boys being changed into girls, girls being changed into boys. And then today I saw one report when I was reading, preparing for the news program. One lady who was a man, it's even confusing. He changed to one gender and now the transition, as they call it. And he's now saying, he's now a she, the current now a normal she. that she has wasted 7 or 8 years of her life in the transitioned gender that she went to. You see, so eventually they are even not happy. And it also comes with suicidal thoughts. You see, so the devil is really pushing the button when it comes to these things. But parents, I talk about these things because we are exposed to the same dangers that these people are exposed to. The only difference is, at least our educational system and our schools are not embracing it and pushing it like it is in some of these places. But access to internet and entertainment and the programming, yes, we have them here in the country. All right, so the next one, we look at Church of Norway open to ordaining unmarried cohabiting priests. The church is finished though. Yay. So now priests who are unmarried and cohabiting, they can be ordained. So bishops in the Church of Norway, the largest Christian denomination in the Scandinavian country, say they are open to ordaining unmarried cohabiting priests, going against a resolution of the bishops' conference that prohibits cohabitation. Norwegian news outlet Vart Land found in a survey that all bishops of the Church of Norway would be willing to ordain priests who live with their partner without being married. The news outlet found that the Bishop of Oslo, Kari Weisberg, had been ordaining cohabiting priests, cantors, catechists, and deacons since 2017. The UK-based Premier Christian News noted that under current rules, the Church of Norway does not allow the ordination of unmarried cohabiting partners as per its 1995 statement on the issue. The 1995 resolution said employees from the church cannot establish a cohabitation outside of an arranged marriage, according to Dagen. However, the church's presiding bishop, the Most Reverend Olav Veit, recently stated that bishops can decide to ordain unmarried cohabiting priests on their own. They agree to hold marriage as the best arrangement for cohabitation, but also agree that each bishop must have an individual assessment of each candidate seeking marriage. Cohabitation. They say, Impenetre Kra is now allowed to be a pastor. And the church is sinking. This church, already a few years ago, I believe, has even given the go-ahead for gay marriage and all that. So this is nothing strange then. All right. In one county in the U.S., this news says that trans-identifying students increased by 991% over 2 years. That is serious. The data show that reports of gender nonconformity are accelerating among the Montgomery County students in the school year 2019 to 2020. 35 students filled out the form, and then that's 4 in elementary school, 19 in middle, 12 in high school. In the school year 2020 and 2021, 108 students filled out the form. In the school year 2021-2022, 239 filled out the form. So then virtually it now got into 382 in the current school year, 2022-2023. So there's an increment, and they are projecting. It goes on to say that in the current incomplete school year, 41 students have failed out, and then for an accumulative total of 423 students, the number of forms MCPS received tripled from 2019 to 2020, and then doubled again from 2020 to 2021. In the Daily Kales report, they note that 682% increase over 2 years. However, the data even more troubling. The yearly statistics only record the intake form, And then it goes on to say that the actual statistics is 991%. You know, and that's exactly what I was talking about. How it's increasing. These things are increasing. It's really, really worrying. It's really worrying. And that's the world we live in. A lot is happening in the world. The whole thing is the world is becoming more anti-godly. Yes, more anti-godly by the day. Everything is pushing towards anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christo, anti-Christ, whatever they be calling it. And we as believers should understand the times we are in. These are not ordinary times. You know, the world economy is really, really, really facing an uphill task. 2023, I mean, the economic indicators are all pointing the UN, the WHO. That's the World Bank, the IMF, some of the leading financial, advisories and all, are all giving a very grim picture of the year 2023, the economic conditions of the world going to recession. UK officially has announced that they invented recession and all. And if these big players are projecting and projected to get into recession, then you can imagine what our little economy is going to experience. And this week I listened to the budget statement and I was just telling myself, it's just in line with exactly what they are saying, the experts are predicting out there, what the IMF is saying, what the World Bank is saying. Clearly, that's how our budget really fits in. It's not something that can really turn any magic around. No. But as believers, we have to understand things from a different perspective. That it's not men that can solve our problems for us. It's God we have to look up to. And that's the most important thing we have to know. And we have to have a different mindset. I'll be back after this short break. And I'll be talking about it soon. In the meantime, listen to this song by Alvin Slaughter.
The task ahead seems bigger than you. That's when he steps in. When you know in your heart that God's command takes more than can be done by man, that's when he steps in. He sees you at the point of your need. Point of crossing your Red Sea, in the moment you call, when you give in your all, he steps in, he steps in, and he'll say words that you have in your head. Reflection of where you are, that's when he steps in. Oh yes, a little boy's lunch of fish and bread is all you have for the need ahead. That's when he steps in. Let him take it and bless it and break it. Mountain. can use it. If you're willing to lose it, take the little you have and make it grand. I am El Shaddai, and I'll more than supply your
your needs. That's a promise, and indeed it's very important we look up to God in these times. You know, for those on my broadcast list, I've been talking in the last few days about having a positive mental attitude, mental fortitude, having mental toughness for these times that we live in. And it's very critical and important, you know, because I've seen videos in recent times where you see a mate and passenger, you know, fighting, so much confusion, people are very distressed. You go and you don't know, and you step on somebody's toe in town now, the way they would really vent their anger on you. There's so much stress, depression, anxiety, worry. People are just confused. I mean, their minds are somewhere. They are worried. They are thinking of how to cater for their families, how to foot their bills. I mean, people are really, really, really in another planet. You see them working, but they are not on this earth. Their minds are way off. And, you know, it's such that if you don't position yourself well, you don't psychologically put yourself under control as a believer, backed by the word of God, the Holy Spirit, and all that, you can easily fall into that same category as those outside Christ are also behaving. The anxiety and all the depression and all that is going on. But as believers, we should see things from a different perspective. That's the most important thing as believers. You see, we have to understand who we are in Christ. And I believe as we see things from that angle, it becomes very, very important and helpful for us. You know, so let me just read, start from this verse. And I believe Psalm 23, as we all know, the common verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, verse 4, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We first have to understand who is with us in these turbulent times, in these uncertain times, you know. And when we understand that God is with us, He is our shepherd, then our attitude to things becomes different. It's very important. It's very important because failure to really put God in the picture changes everything. Because when you are on your own, that means you are prone to fear, to worry, to disappointment and all that. You know, Psalm 43 verse 5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. I believe there are many believers now who can be quoting this verse verbatim as their life as it is. Why art thou disquieted? Or why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? People are down, people are frustrated, people are depressed, and all that, the anxiety. But we are encouraged to hope in the Lord. We have to hope in the Lord. We have to put our hope in God. It's so, so, so important. It's so important. You know, so when we understand that, yes, there's God who is with us. You know, let me just read Psalm 112, verse 1 and 7. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Verse 7 is my case point. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 7. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Because the heart is fixed, that's focused. The heart, the mind is focused on God, trusting in God. Because if we don't really fix ourselves in trust towards God, our minds will shift onto the system. It will sway away onto the pressures, the bills yet to be paid, all the pressures we can think about. Then we leave God out of the equation. Then we stray into dangerous zones where we can then be frustrated, we can be depressed and all that. It's so important we put God in the equation. Because once you take him out of the equation, then you now go on your own direction. Fear, worry, you become exposed, you become stressed and everything. And it's important we develop a mental fortitude in terms of mental toughness, preparing ourselves for these times, these uncertain times we are in. Yes, being a Christian, trusting the Lord and all that is good. That's one aspect of it. But also being in the position to withstand and overcome and to endure whatever situations we find ourselves is also important. Because that's how come you can find people who are trusting in God and yet you hear that they have left the faith. Why? What happened? Because they couldn't sustain their trust in the Lord due to factors in terms of they gave up, they were overwhelmed by the stress, the worries, and then they just felt that no, they can't go on any longer. They just give up, just leave the faith. This is a reality. You see, so we have to really be able to stay on in the midst of all the challenges, in the midst of all the difficulties, in the midst of the stress, all the anxiety and all that. We have to hold on to our faith. And to hold on to your faith consistently in the midst of uncertainties requires you to have a certain mindset. And that's like the mental fortitude I'm talking about, the mental toughness where it doesn't matter what you are hearing, it doesn't matter what is happening, you are still holding on to God. Your mind is set on him, that he is the one who will provide for you. He is the one who will see us through. You see, we need to develop that mindset and we need to be solid and focused on it. The reason why, you know, right from the beginning of the year, if you have followed this program consistently, you will notice that the whole course of this year has been geared more towards, you know, preparing us for the times. The times we are in, the times ahead. That's how the Holy Spirit direct this year. That's the direction he's been leading me throughout this year, to prepare the listeners towards these times, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. I mean, talking about all these things to prepare us and make us stronger for the times we are entering. We are entering, we've entered already. I mean, that's the real fact. We've entered that season already. But it's going to move to another level. But we need God. We are going to need God even more in the times ahead. And that's what I've been talking about all these weeks and months this year, of how we should be prepared for the times ahead. We should be prepared for the rough times ahead. That's the real truth. The fact that you know what is coming and you are prepared for it does not mean you don't have faith. Rather, it helps you to be well focused in your faith. You see, so when you hear all the reports towards the next year, 2023, then you know that you don't wait to get to 2023 before you start calling on God to help you. Now that you are 4-5 weeks away from 2023, you start putting yourself in position to believe in God and for God to help you, to see you through. You don't wait till when you are there before you now go and call on God. No. So being well informed ahead of time gives you spiritual intelligence. And that application of that intelligence is what gives you an advantage over those who do not have that information. So those who know the times ahead are well prepared spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, everything. They are prepared because they know God has given them the advanced knowledge, the advanced information, the advanced intelligence to know that they should prepare ahead of time. That's the advantage of the Holy Spirit that we should... one of the advantages of having the Holy Spirit, if you read John 16, 13 or so, thereabout, where it says, He will show us things to come. He will show us things to come. So, it's not surprising that the Lord has been showing people dreams, visions of various things, and how the children, His children, should prepare. It's all part of God's plan. You see, so He knows how to help His children in various ways. The way He will help Mr. A is not the same way He will help Mr. B. For some, He will help them miraculously through other means. For some, He will help them through people to help, so all sorts of, God has various ways of dealing with people, and it's more of each one for himself type of relationship. How we relate with God will also determine how He will also relate with us. But the bottom line is, we have to be strong emotionally, we have to be strong spiritually, we have to be strong mentally. And how can we be without God? How can we be without the Holy Spirit? We cannot. On our own, there are principles that the sociologists would prefer, or they will they will talk about how you can do this psychologically and all those things. But we are Christians, so I'm dealing with these things. I'm dealing with this from the spiritual perspective, where we need the Word of God. The Word of God should be a backbone in these times. Before you can be solid in your mind, mental toughness should be based on the Word of God. You know what God has done before. You know what God can do. So you are fixated on it. This is my mindset. I believe God will see me through. You are strongly holding on to His Word. That's how God works. You believe it. You know He has done great things before, and you know He will do great things for you. It doesn't matter what you hear. It doesn't matter what the finance minister says. It doesn't matter what the news says. You still believe God is still God. He will see you through. That's someone with a strong mental fortitude based on the Word of God. See, so we need to really build ourselves in the Word of God. These are the times we should go back into the Word of God. Read what God has done before. The wonders of His hand. The things He has done with His mighty hand from the Old Testament. Read. These are the things. I've been doing it for some time now. Just taking note of things God was able to do. And if He was able to do it for them, why can't He also do it for us? Nothing changes. He's the same God yesterday, the same today. So if He was able to do it for them, He will be able to do it for us. The issue is he has not changed. We are the ones who changed as humans. So if we are determined that we are going to hold on to our faith, just as those of old. You see, think about this. Joshua, David, all these mighty names. At the time when God was doing great things and wonders for them, at most of those occasions, they had no reference in terms of, they had no Bible that they have read that God did this for them. It's later on that's like they had written history. Oh, God did this for them. He did this and that for them. But the earlier people, there was no written history about what God did. At the time when they were trusting God to do something for them, they had not read it anywhere. They had no Bible to read that God did this and did that and did that documented. They didn't have it. When Joshua was seeing God do the wonders for him and the Israelites, what Bible did Joshua have to read to know what God could do? He didn't have any Bible. It was based on what he had seen God do and believing that he can still continue to do it for them. We have the fortunate opportunity, let me put it that way, to have the written works of God documented for us. To read, to hear it, to believe it, to build our faith upon it. So we have this great opportunity that the works, his works of old, have been documented for us to believe in it, that he can also still do it for us. And he's doing it for people. People are believing in God and he's still doing miracles for them. The question is, ask yourself, why can't he do it for you? You are the one who should position yourself to be able to experience his miracles as well. His provision, his protection, his direction, his care, and all that. Because if he's been able to do it for somebody, then he can do it for you. So it's time we become strong in our beliefs in the word of God. That's the key thing. The next key thing is depending on the Holy Spirit. We are going to need the Holy Spirit to direct us, to show us what to do, to show us how to do things, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. We are going to need the Holy Spirit. Because without him, we are nothing. As believers, without him. You see, and we need him to give us the strength. One of the strongest points we need is self-control. I mean, the peace. You know, if you read Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we need some of these elements of the fruit if we really want to have a strong mental fortitude. The peace of God, we need it. So when the storms are still raging, everybody is running away, everybody is complaining, everybody is crying, you are at peace, the peace of God. This, you get it from the Holy Spirit. Everybody is worried, everybody is depressed. In your office, everybody is lamenting, everybody is this, everybody is that, but you are at peace because of the Holy Spirit. He gives you peace. He gives you the peace. And we need that peace. And the next key thing we need, long suffering is also part, where, you know, to endure times, endure hard times, endure rough times, endure delays, is also a fruit of part of the fruit of the Spirit. Because, see, imagine if Abraham didn't have long suffering. How long would he have gone trusting in the Lord with all that long delay? Can you imagine how it would have been like? After all the promises God has given him, you are going to be the father of many nations. And yes, still, next year, nothing. Next 2 years, nothing. Next 3 years, nothing. And the promise still keeps coming. You are going to be the father of many nations. You see, so that's ability to hold on to God's word, enduring irrespective of the circumstances, that long suffering. It only takes the Holy Spirit to give you that ability to stand in the midst of the delays and the waiting period and all. That's the Holy Spirit as well. We need him through the long suffering, which is also part of the fruit of the Spirit. And the last key one, self-control. Because these are the times when if you don't exercise self-control, you do something you shouldn't do. You end up doing something that everybody will say, that, oh, but how come? But this person, we knew him. What happened? I mean, those statements should not be attributed to you. Because without self-control, you can stray into things which you shouldn't have gotten yourself into. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, then we can be self-controlled. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter the storms, how strong it is blowing, and everything that is happening around us. We will still be holding on to our faith, because we will be equipped spiritually, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We will be at peace. We will be able to endure whatever is happening, and we will be able to control ourselves in the midst of the storms. And I believe if we follow these basic principles I've just shared, I mean, there's a few points. Let's allow him to guide us and build us up, build our faith. We need to build our faith. We need it. I mean, I don't know how else to reemphasize it, but we need to build our faith for the times ahead. The truth is the truth. I say it as it is. We need to build our faith for the times ahead, because the season is going to be very, very rough. That's the fact. Not to scare you, but to let you understand why you need to build your faith. People have been sending me messages sometimes. You know, they send me the things I've been saying. It's coming to pass. We are seeing it happening. Well, if the Lord says I should say it, I say it. But then at the time, sometimes you are seeing some things. You know, it's like, you know that it's a difficult thing. But you just say it. You say it as it is. And it's only a matter of time. You see it unfolding. And we've been seeing it. We are seeing it. Life is, the whole system is really, really going down. I mean, today I went to one shop. And normally when I go to shops, I mean, I talk to them, the staff. Not a formal interview as it is, but conversation to be informed about what's happening. And today, one shop, one of the big shops in town, so the lady, when we were walking to the car, and then I asked her, are things coming, items, are they bringing things? She said, no, it's not coming as it used to. And then she told me, already they've started running out of some things, some items. And the way things are going by Christmas, she knows there will be some things which people will not get to buy in their shop again. You know, that's how it is. That's how it is. It is the reality. You know, so when God is giving the warnings, he knows exactly what is coming. He knows exactly what is coming. And that's the world. We just have to depend on him, God, more than ever before. Oh, yes. We are going to need him more than ever. More than we've ever needed him in our lives. That's how it is. We are going to need him more than ever, because of the storms ahead. The storms ahead. The storms ahead. We need God. This is the time to build your faith. This is the time to equip yourself spiritually, so that you don't fall when the winds begin to blow. When the turbulent storms begin to blow, you can still hold on to the anchor, which is Jesus Christ. You know, there's this hymn, will your anchor hold the storms of life, or something like that. I mean, the storms are beginning to blow. But how many Christians can stand in the midst of the storms? That's also an issue. But if you've been listening to this program, I believe you are not surprised by the things happening. Because a lot of what is happening, you've been foretold. So when you see it unfolding in the news and you see it happening, you just see it, and it should rather strengthen your faith that the word of God is true. Let me hold on tight. Let me hold on tight. This is not the time to leave the faith. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to draw back. This is not the time to put the blame on God and then just walk away. No, this is not the time for that. This is rather the time to hold on tight. If you are holding on with one hand, hold on with both hands now. If you are just holding on lightly, it's time to hold on tightly. Yes, we need to hold on. Hold on firmly that this Christ that we are following irrespective of what is happening, irrespective of the storms that are coming in the life, in this life, we are holding on to him. It doesn't matter what we hear. It doesn't matter what we see. We are still going to hold on to our faith. That is the type of mindset, the mental fortitude that we need. And these things just don't happen overnight. You need to build yourself towards it. Just like I cite the example of going to the gym. You just don't build your muscles suddenly overnight. You just go, it's only in cartoons that muscles can grow within seconds. In real life, nothing like that can happen. You really have to work it out. You really have to push hard. Likewise, to build your faith, solid faith, that stands the test of the storms. It just doesn't happen overnight. You have to work it out in the Word of God, in prayer, in thinking, meditating the Word of God, building yourself up. This is the process. We need to work on it. Because you just can't sit down and then suddenly expect that your faith will just grow up a strong faith. It doesn't happen that way. You have to build it up. The Word of God should be the basis for your faith. The foundation should be based on the Word of God. Or else you realize that when the storms become stronger than you anticipated, you can leave the faith. That's how come some people can walk away from the faith after they've once believed in God. What happened? The foundation, the Word of God foundation, was missing. So it's very crucial we build ourselves solidly along these lines. And he can help us, see us through, empower us, guide us. Without him, no. On our own, we can't. I think today I have a few minutes left. There are some messages. If you want to send your message or whatever, 0244-638-757. 0244-638-757. A tough question. Someone is asking, can God forgive transgenders? Oh, yes, as for God, he will forgive you. But as to, I can't speak for him beyond that. Because as to whether they have to detransition and go back to the original gender God gave them, I don't know. For the forgiveness, I know God forgives sins and all. But this one, the way you are really changing the body, cutting off your genitals and artificial changes, I don't know as to whether you have to. Well, I just leave it here. So, Benjamin, yeah. So your messages can be 0244-638-757. And then, yeah. Okay, this one too says, okay, Dorothy. Okay, greetings to you. Okay. Thank you. The rest, I can answer to them later by responding to them. Yeah, WhatsApp. Yeah, so let's stay encouraged. Yes, we need a lot of encouragement in these times. Let's focus on the Word. Let's focus on the Word. We need it. Because without the Word of God, the storms will overwhelm you. And it will overwhelm anyone who doesn't stand well in the Word. It's the Word that is going to be our foundation, solid rock on which we stand. And when we focus on him, then he will see us through. He will see us through. It doesn't matter what will come. It doesn't matter the storm that will blow. It doesn't matter what will come in the world economy. It doesn't matter what will happen in the world systems. So far as we have Jesus with us, that is good enough for us. Once he is with us, we know he will see us through. That should be that mental fortitude, that mental, that mindset, that fortitude that you have, that it doesn't matter. This is what I'm standing for. I know that at the end of it, all things will work together for me. Okay, Isaac sends a message from Cape Coast. Okay, we need more faith and grace in these last days. Jesus is our only hope. Greetings. Okay, God bless you too. Yep. Yeah, so I believe we've been encouraged this evening, and that's the assignment I was assigned to do this evening, and I've come to do just that. Nothing more, nothing less. All right, so good night and God bless you. Let's finish off with this song again. And let me look for my favorites by Twyla Parry. God is in control. So I'm Eben, and God willing, next week. Unfortunately, last week I seriously forgot to upload the files. I mean, I have it, the file. So I'll combine last week's file, I'll upload last week and this evening's file to spiritissues.info and then to the Telegram group. All right. So good night and God bless you.